Woo, good morning, beautiful people. Welcome back to the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk on Babs Rolls Ivy. You're listening to us on 103.5 WNHH. We're live streaming on Facebook, X, YouTube, Twitch, and wherever else Harry Jules has us. I'm delighted to welcome Dottie Green. I don't think I've had been on this
Hey,
show
man.
before.
No, this is the first time.
I don't believe it.
Yes, but thank you. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So Dottie Green is on this morning. I was talking about you in this in the last hour, in the first hour. The African American Women's Summit is coming up. What year are we in?
We are in year 29.
Oh
Started
no,
and
Dottie, I do not believe
yes.
it.
1996 is when the first summit was held.
Oh my God,
Yeah.
I think I was at the very first summit. I think
I
I've been
think
in
you.
every one of them except.
Yeah, I was looking at some. Oh, I was looking at some pictures the other day, and there you were.
Oh
And
my God. Well,
yeah,
you need to
with you.
send me some of those pictures. Let me run them in the inner city. You know what
Oh,
I mean?
okay,
Like,
cool. Yeah.
let me do a little retrospective in the inner
Oh,
city.
that'd be awesome. Yeah. So
That would look
yeah,
good in the
and
paper, I think.
yeah, and that was when 1995 when the they sat down and brainstormed the idea, and here we are 29 years later.
So what have you learned in these 29 years? Because you've been at it since the beginning, since the beginning.
No, I have not been at it since the beginning. I, it's interesting you say that because I remember there was sort of a sort of idea that was similar that was done back in the 80s, back in the 80s, I think it was 80s or early 90s, called the AAWA, which was a part of a civic group, and they brought organization together. But so I was kind of in that, but I wasn't in the summit from the very beginning. I joined NCNW, which founded it in 2000, I think 2001, I believe. So from that point on, I've been on the edges. And then I became a part of it, part of doing some of the work later on. And of course now for the past 6 years I've been president of NCNW. So I've been in, really in the thick of it.
You know how leadership go in this town. Once you step into the role, it's your role.
it's there. Yes. So that's where we are with the summit. Yeah. And it's been, I mean, it's been exciting. I mean, it's such an interesting concept, the idea of bringing together as many women's organizations as we can to present information and education to our community, because so often we do things in silo. This organization is doing this, this one's doing that, and so to see organizations come together to pull a day like this off is really it's just for me it's just empowering. And I even remember when the summit was actually 2 days, two and a half days, where we did quite a few things, but to see it still going on and see it come together the way it does, to me is just so exciting. And I'm just so grateful that we have had the sustainability for this long. There are obstacles along the way, of course, but there are joys along the way as well. And every time, every time we do this, additional people become a part, whether directly in the planning process or just being a part of the being a part of the the summit as a vendor or as an author or as an information table, or as a speaker or a guest, or people who just walk in and go, "Oh, I didn't even know this existed." Like,
Are you ever surprised when you hear that,
this is
Dottie?
great.
After 29 years, are you surprised that people are like, I had no idea?
Yeah, some it surprised me on some level, but at the same time, because New Haven is New Haven, there's so many little pockets of things that go on. And he's like, "Oh, I didn't know that was happening on that side of town. Oh, I didn't know that was happening on that side of town." So it's surprising, but at the same time, it's good to know that they've discovered the summit.
So how big is the organization now? Like how many of y'all running stuff? How many of y'all are organizing and pulling this off?
Well, it's right this year. I was looking back at my notes and stuff. And this year, the actual committee, well, here's how this works. The committee is it's has representation from several different organizations. There are probably about eight organizations this year that are pulling it all off. So each organization has one or two people, a few people at the table At each of the planning sessions. And we usually start, we start planning back in September, if not really quasi during the summer as well. And so there are about 8 organizations that come together to make this happen. And then, you know, we of course, you know, solicit assistance from other entities, agencies, et cetera, to bring it all together. But each week, at the beginning, like once a month or a couple of times a month, and then the closer to it, every week we meet to plan, to engage, and figure out, you know, the whole process.
So every year is a theme, right? Like this year, it seems to be slated toward mental health awareness and what is the theme?
It's the theme is actually AAWS rocks the vote.
Okay.
And so, but and because I'm gonna do a little thing here. I don't know if I can do this with this background behind me, but this is our cover for the booklet this year. AAWS rocks the vote. And so we put together a lot of different things in the midst of it. So we wanted to emphasize the need for exercising your right to vote, not just to learn about it, but to really exercise it. But also in light of all that's going on, mental health, maternal health, really menstrual health. So all those health pieces, they're going to be highlighted in some way at the summit as well. So mental health is going to be a part of it, because that's become such an issue in the community. As part of the summit, we have a youth summit within the summit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to definitely have some conversations around mental health in young people. And, you know, with COVID, our own history as a people, post-traumatic slave syndrome, except all these things, that old idea of mental health being a challenge is going to be highlighted in some of the workshops and different things that go on throughout the day. But it's going to be a plethora of different things that are going to be shared at the summit.
I love it. And you have a vending component, right? Because
yes,
it has grown. I mean, I come for the other stuff, but I really like to see who is peddling what.
and that's an interesting piece. It's a catch 22, because, you know, the whole premise of the summit was to educate and inform people about, you know, the issues that affect the African-American community. And certainly, you know, it's a wonderful thing to see that we have so many, you know, entrepreneurial pieces. You know, people are becoming entrepreneurs, you know, like crazy, which is great, because you know, being self-funded is really a really empowering. Mm-hmm. So it's good to have that. But you know, we really, 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 and I say this, but we really want people to enjoy, you know, spending their money. But we certainly want them to. We want to emphasize the workshops that are going to be held, that are going to empower. And you know, people come to and present their workshops. And we want people to enjoy the workshop, to learn from the workshops. Like, you know, this year we have something called Sistonomics Financial Literacy. You know, how do sisters handle their money? You know how we do, you know, sometimes, you know how we do, you know, that Peter Paul thing kicks in every once in a while. And so we have to learn. We have to learn how to handle our
Don't put me on Front Street.
listen, honey. They're saying, you know, I'm tapping me too, you know. So but you know, handling our money properly, you know, so because a lot of us we have money. We just have to, you know how, where prioritize, you know, and discipline ourselves so that we use it properly, you know. And then you know, we have, you know, we're going to have, you know, technology. So many of us, I don't like that technology thing. If there's some simple ways you can be involved in technology on your computer or whatever else, you know, without having to earn a degree and not get so, first, not to be so intimidated by it, especially when we have younger people or children or family. And, you know, I'm of the age where I can, can apply for Social Security. I have done that. And I remembered when I was trying to do that, I thought to myself, I got 3 degrees and I can't figure this out, you know, because you know, they send you to this site, you got to do this, you got to do that thing. And it can feel really intimidating. So learning some technology stuff would be helpful to people. So we want people to go to the workshops. Why, you know, in between workshops, go and drop into the vendors and spend some dollars, you know, because, and often we have some interesting vendors, but also in the midst of all of that, you know, we're going to have authors, There are several authors who are going to be there this year to talk about their books. We have a number of authors who are writing and doing things in our community, but we don't know. You know, again, that's that small, you have small pockets. And of course, you know, they're just, this is a small piece of what happens like at something like LitFest, but just to have that piece in the summit so that people can share their books and the information, that's really important. And then mm-hmm. you have agencies, you know, that are going to be, you know, bringing, you know, coming to tell us about what their agencies do. And again, so many times people don't know that there are agencies that can help them with certain things or services that are available to them simply, you know, because they just don't know. And so when the summit has these information tables, we call them, it, you know, again, highlights some things that are available to the community, you know?
I love it. So it was all these women-driven organizations come together, you have a committee, y'all meet. So when do you start deciding when the summit is going to, is the summit held every year at the same time? It feels like it is.
Yeah, every year, we try to do every year in March. This is probably the closest we've been to out of March, you know, but I think once it was held in April, but generally we try to keep it in March because that's, you know, Women's History Month. That was the premise when they first started, from what I understand, to keep it in the month of March as much. So usually it's like around this time, the third, fourth Saturday, usually in March when mm-hmm. we can do this. Of course, this year, you know, we ended up hitting Easter weekend, which we were kind of like we didn't realize it at the time, but we're praying that, you know, that people aren't looking for the Easter bunny and not for the African American on the summit, you know? So, we think it'll be okay because I think we've been trying, and like you, thank you for helping us to get the word out about the summit. But yeah, it's a March thing. So we try to keep it consistent, you know, so it's not all over. Those who are aware know the kind of this time of year to sort of put it on their calendar somewhere or start looking for the date to come up, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and y'all are at the Q House, which is enjoying a 100 year celebration, I believe.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting because, you know, it is that they're doing that. And we did put on our flyer and on our stuff, you know, 100 year Q House to give them a little, you know, give them a little props. That's on our flyer that they're celebrating 100 years. And we did it at the Q House. This is our third year doing it at the Q House. It has some logistical challenges for us, but we have been there.
Right, everywhere has logistical challenges, yeah, doesn't it though? Yeah. Like, because mm-hmm. you were at the school behind it for many years, right?
Yes, Wexler Grant. That was pretty much the home of the summit for many years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here we are, and it's exciting because, you know, when people come close to the Q House having the history that it has, you know, I mean, I worked at the Q for 3 years when I first moved to Connecticut. That was my first job in Connecticut.
Really?
Yes. When I moved here in 87, I think it was. And that was my first job. You remember Mawada Langley?
Yes. Mawada and I worked at the state together when we were doing the governor's prevention drug thing back
That's
in the
what
day.
He did that after he left the Q, and I replaced him at the Q House in the educational component of the Q House at the time.
Wow. Yeah. Look at this history all tied in.
Yeah, it all ties together. And I say that because the history, and I was relatively new to the city, but I was brand new to the city. But I immediately fell in love with the Q House. The Q House is the concept in terms of being a place for the African American community. And it's so integral to the community. So I'm on one that those sisters, and I'm always giving Jackie Bracey, Carlina McDonald, Jan Parker, all of those. I'm always giving them props for making sure that the Q House did not die, mm-hmm. and that building is there. So I'm just so always elated with that, and I'm glad they turned the reins over to Jeanette Morrison. I don't want to leave her out, but I'm always clear that, you know, Tony and they really made that building happen. It was by the grace and mercy, because I know there are so many powers that could have said, nah, that we don't do that. But anyway, so the bottom line is that the Q House is important to our community, and having the summit there this year, at this particular year, is, you know, really interesting. So we're hoping that, you know, people celebrate the Q House as well as celebrating the African American Women's Summit.
Well, I mean, I feel like people are embracing the Q House. It feels like a long exhale, right? Like, it feels like a very long exhale.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, that, and that for me, you know, I was telling my one of my friends, I said, sometimes I have to have therapy around the Q House, because for me, it has a certain meaning that I'm always concerned that it will not be maintained or honored. But you know, but like I said, people are embracing it, and I pray that they'll embrace it with keeping in mind, you know, that the Q House's legacy and history and its purpose. Understanding that things change, but you want to make sure that the needs and the legacy, you know, is somehow maintained in the midst of the changes, and that's honored. I love the heritage of the Q House and what it really meant to. And I think about families that came through that Q House. It was never about just children or about just you know, sports. It was really about helping families and community rise and grow and to help. I'm saying I shouldn't do that. To help them to really rise. That's what the Q House was really all about.
I mean, Judge Constance Baker Motley is a fine example of what a community can produce.
Yes,
you know, it, when it's within a community.
Yes,
and paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nurturing. You know, and again, I was talking to a woman not too long ago, and she was saying how when she was a child, that, you know, the Q House was second home for her because her mom had to work. One of the fathers having issues, and it was there that she learned, you know, some very basic things about how to maintain and keep herself and do different things, and how it was the one thing that helped her, you know, to not despair. And then she, of course, raised her child, and they've been very successful in doing all the wonderful things that they do, and they often credit to Q House's the Q House's, you know, wraparound services. That's the old new term, but the wraparound services back that really helped them to, you know, to survive and help them to keep growing and moving, you know. And people remember the Q with such fondness, you know, the Q House as it was with such fondness, because it truly was like family in many ways. And you know, people knew that their needs could be met when they went to the Dixville Community House, you know.
Yes. Yes. So it's real appropriate that the African American Women's Summit is there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's appropriate. Yeah. I think, you know, it's, you know, like I said, logistically and size wise, as we grow, each time we've done it, it becomes, you know, interesting. But yeah, it's a good thing, you know, and especially for such a time as this 100th year, you know, to celebrate along with them. For that.
I know. So are y'all wrapping your arms around what you're going to do for the 30th? Are you thinking that far ahead, or you'll be like, Babs, let me just get through tomorrow?
I've been thinking about it, you know, I've been thinking about it. And but tomorrow, after tomorrow, we'll start solidifying some stuff, you know. We'll start solidifying some stuff. And you know, as we say this, you know, the summit when it started, Geraldine Poole, Dr. Sheila Jewell, who, you know, who's still very, very active in the summit, actually.
Yes.
This year she couldn't be there, unfortunately. She had death in her family, but which would be the first I think she's probably ever missed. But she's really, you know, it was at her home where the summit was founded and it started. And so all of those things play into this whole historical piece of where the summit is, you know, where the summit is, how it, you know, how it all, you know, comes together. But I'd like to give props to Ms. Sheila. I say Ms. Sheila, Dr. Sheila Jewell, and to Ms. Poole, and because Ms. Poole and Anita Smalls from the Black Nurses Association were, you know, they were the first co-chairs of the summit back in the day.
It sounds like some honoring going to be done next year.
You know, so I'm looking at all those kind of things to kind of pull stuff together, you know, and I would love to see it be a true celebration of what the summit is and what it has been, and, you know, how that all came together. These strong, amazing, intelligent women just, they just made the summit. It just makes it a special thing, you know, mm-hmm. Because like you said, you know, we have a number of organizations that have stuck with it. You know, we've had the Deltas, the Lynx, you had the two BNPs, Elm City and New Haven BNP. This year, you know, Sisters Journey came in on later on in this process and may be a part to work with us. And, you know, many things have supported through the years. But sitting at the table and going through the whole process, we got the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, Metro section here. They're all, you know, at the table, the Knights of Peter Claver. You know, of course, NCNW has to be at the table because we're the founders and it's our program. But it's just really been, it's just been a lot to see these organizations stay together and come together. And we've had organizations come and go. Some have stayed on all the time and some have, come and gone. We've had the Zetas support us some years, the Black Nurses Association, social workers, all those organizations, the beautician societies. We're just working, we want organizations to come to the table. There are a lot of new organizations. I say new. In fact, you know, they're not the old standard traditional organizations like the sororities and like the women's clubs that I would like to see become a part of mm-hmm. being at the table and then planning the summit. Because that's the new wave. You know, people come up with an organization in a heartbeat now. Before, you know,
oh, I know.
You know. I want my own, you know, and so we want to try to embrace, you know, some of the younger, newest mindsets as well, because it's always good to have fresh blood and stuff that you do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anytime, you know, you have fresh blood, you know, it gets a little, you know, things get, you know, can be get edgy, but that's a part of the growth process. That's part of the learning. That's part of sustainability, you know. You don't grow if you don't grow if you don't have any challenges.
I think you're absolutely right, Dottie. Like, that's a book you could write right there.
So we're looking, you know, looking to that. And this summit, I think, like I said, I'm looking forward to 2025. I have some ideas, but I haven't shared with anybody yet, but I'm gonna make sure you're one of the first people that know.
Listen, I want Ann Dottie. I want in, I want to know, and whatever way I can help, I'm going to help, because I just like the idea of this. So how do y'all pay for this, Dottie? Like, are y'all fundraising throughout the year? I don't recall any fundraising effort, so I could be wrong, but.
Well, that's part of the beauties of this summit, because the very beginning of the summit was that each organization that was at the table, but the very first summit had 15 organizations. So each organization committed to a particular amount of money towards making the summit happen.
Oh.
And that's that's how it historically had been funded, which was really wonderful because it was self-funded. And then, of course, you know, we would solicit, some additional ads or whatever from different organizations. But the premise was that those organizations would be the primary sponsors of the summit. And then we've solicited ads. Because we have a journal. So we oftentimes, you know, people can take out ads in the journal. We'll ask for, you know, we tried, like this year we wrote a small grant and got a small grant from the Community Foundation. And we've also, the other thing is we've a lot of in-kind support. Like, you know, this year and the last year, I think the last couple of years, Cornell Scott, and I know some said I give them too many props, but Carla Esdale is, to me, is just like
Esdale is a jewel. And a quiet force in New Haven.
Yes, exactly. You know, and so you know, and I'm just, you know, at first, I'm just so excited about when I think about how Cornell Scott has grown and developed and what it's become. Cause, you know, when I remembered when it first started back in the day, and so the Cornell Scott, you know, given the fact that we're doing things around health, et cetera, they have really been very supportive. And also their marketing team has been supportive of us and helping us get the word out as well. So those kinds of in-kind services. And some of the individual members of the committee, because we have a planning committee, some members of the planning committee, you know, will just donate extra dollars. But again, you know, we solicit those, we'll solicit ads from different corporations and companies and people. And then, of course, the vendors now, there was a time when, the vendors pay a small fee to be a vendor. Those are things that help as well. So it's funded with a multiplicity in multiple ways compared to when we first started. Mm-hmm. But we would love to always be sure that, irregardless of what else happens, that we can independently fund the summit so that it's not totally dependent upon outside forces that can cause it to collapse.
I like that. Yeah. That's some forward thinking, Dottie. Like that is very forward thinking.
So that's the idea behind it, you know. So people who sit at the table have, you know, the organizations that sit at the table have to commit, you know, to helping to fund the summit. And you know, we are so appreciative that, you know, that sisterhood is there, that we can do that. So, you know, because another piece of having the organization do it, you know, we are sure that whoever's sitting at the table is accountable to something, is someone, you know, to an organization. So we don't have, you know, we try to avoid wild cards that create drama. But so if there's drama, we can always go back to the organization and say, hey, listen, we need you to work with your people so we can, you know, things can get straightened out. That helps. Yeah, because I'm a straight shooter for the most part. You know,
I can tell. You know, and I know.
Yeah, and all organizations have stuff. And the summit, interesting enough, is truly not an organization, it's a collaboration. It's called the African American Women's Summit, a sisters collaboration. So that, you know, it's a program of NCNW, but it's a bringing together of all of these affiliate and all these organizations to do something bigger for the community. And as I said before, it's about the synergy that comes with coming together, you know? Who was it, Booker T, or someone said, you know, we can be as separate as the five fingers, but yes, as one, you know, as hand.
One in the hand.
I'm a Tuskegee grad, by the way. And so I learned that a long time ago. But you know, you want that power of collaboration.
So what do you want moving forward for the summit, Dottie? Like, what do you see for the future? I mean, 30 years is a long time.
It is a long time.
And in 30 years, neither one of us is going to be running nothing, right? So
I'm telling you, you know. So
what is the hope and dream and aspiration moving forward? Is there another 30 years for this?
I'd like to see that, but you know, and so one of my things is I would like to see some younger members of the various organizations and the any organization that join with us, that younger people come on and catch the vision and really, you know, see what we've been doing through these 30 years. And I've always, you know, my thing too is that change does come. You know, you don't have to do everything the exact same way or do the exact same thing, you know, but as long as you know you, and sometimes even the vision or the mission might shift a tad. So, you know, so we have to be in line with the times. I want to make sure, I'd like to see AAWS stay current so that, you know, it does flow for another 100 years if we have to. But that's, you know, what I want to see. And because I'd like to see that it is fully, you know, sustainable. And I, you know, just that, you know, we have a youth component in the summit. And they have, you know, they're in a separate space technically, so they can do their thing for middle high school students are being taught. You know, I'd like to see that expanded on some level, you know, see more young adults, college students, et cetera, involved in the summit, you know, and that people are coming, but they're also actively involved in making it happen. So I don't know how we can do that. But yeah, those are the kind of things I'd like to see.
Well, you put it out there, Dottie, it's going to happen.
Okay, it's out there, y'all.
You know, you
say that. Yes,
speaking into existence.
Speak it in, you know. So, yeah. Yeah, you know, Babs, but when I think about the summit and different things, I always share that I love my grandmother and my mom because they both passed on. But I learned that, you know, that great things come, you know, great things can come in a lot of different ways. My grandmother was a second grade educated woman, but she had this sense of who she was in the midst of being the help, housekeeper. But there was something about how she carried herself that made me understand very clearly that as they carried themselves as a Black woman, as a woman, you know, there were some things in me that I had to always impart to others. And I don't think I understood that when I was much, much younger, but I realize now that that's, you know, that thing that they put in us to make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, can come out in things like the summit, you know?
Yeah.
And there are little things that we can do that we don't know how it taps someone's life to spur them on to something else. That's why I said the information tables, the workshops that we produce, and I would like to do us to do more, you know, more workshops too, but the space that the queue doesn't allow for it overall. But the work, those things can touch people's lives and touch young people's lives. So, oh, I want to do that. Or I've never thought about that, you know, I've never known about those things. And so that's what, you know, you want to have happen, that people's, you know, lives are touched. It's not just a moment, a day of entertainment or just a day to kind of come out, which is great, but you really wanted to do something for people, that you wanted to say, okay, this is new for me, or, oh, this is an enhancement for me. And that's what you want to do. And it's a blessing to somebody. You know, like you said, if the vendors come and, you know, and people support the work that they're doing, it encourages them, you know, to keep going.
Yes.
You know, if someone is vending a really quality product, you know, it might help someone's skin, or it might help someone's health, you know, so that it's a help, it's a blessing to a community. That's the general premise. But I use my grandmother those because, see, there are little things, seeds that are planted in people's lives in ways that we don't always understand. And I'm hoping that the summit has some of that flavor each time. Thank you. I'm sorry, my family just rolled in.
That's all right. They're welcome.
But, and here's my, this is totally an aside. But my sister-in-law, when I was a kid, 13, she used to make this amazing shrimp and gravy. And I was in New York during the summer, one summer. And that taste has never left my palate.
You know, Dottie, I know that feeling. I know exactly what you are talking about.
Oh, so, you know, and my brother said to me the other day, he said, oh, yeah, Daisy taught my wife how to do that recipe. I said, you got to be kidding me. So here's 50 years later, I'm like, so I'm texting and I'm like, do you have that recipe for Daisy's gravy? She said, well, no, but she said, I will experiment, try something. So hence he came in just now and brought to me the shrimp and gravy that she experimented trying to recapture the Daisy shrimp.
Well, it's a good thing that we are winding down this conversation so that you can get into it. And when I see you tomorrow, I'm going to ask you, is it close? Is it almost? Is it right on the money?
Yes. But again, yeah, but Babs, thank you so much for having us on. I really do hope that people will come to the summit. I think this will be a full day. It's going to be a wonderful day. And, you know, there'll be something, a little something for everybody to enjoy.
Okay.
You know, and it's a great, you know what it is too? It's a great networking time, and it's always a reunion.
That's what I was going to say, Dottie. It's a reunion because you run into people that you don't see all the time, or you haven't seen in a minute. So you get a chance. So it really is a homecoming.
it's a little bit of everything. So, yeah. And I'm excited too. I'm going to highlight, this is just one of the young ladies who's going to be vending tomorrow. She has Salon Bordeaux. But she's also the founder of a new cosmetology, not new, but a cosmetology section of a cosmetology Greek sorority.
Mm.
And she's going to be there talking about, you know, her work, what she does. But I mean, just, you know, these are unique kind of things now, you know, again, that we want to encourage in the space as we do this. You know, I want people to check out the authors who are coming, who will be there, because we'll be using all, you know, just about all the spaces in the Q House. Diane Brown has been really great about allowing us to use the library space, the senior seats. And thanks. I want to thank Tommy Veal and her team at the Senior Center. Mm-hmm. They're allowing us to use their space. One of our members is very active. Some of our members are very active in the Senior Center as well. And so it's been a blessing all over that this, you know, that the building, we have full use of the building, because, you know, the Q House itself is technically just a small part of the, it's just part of the building. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you. It is a pleasure to talk to you. This is not going to be your last time, Dottie. You're going to come back on.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Babs. Thanks so much.
I've enjoyed this conversation immensely. And and I will see you sometime tomorrow. I'll probably be there toward the latter part of the day. I'm looking forward to coming through. And I can't believe it's 29 years. So
We're looking forward to 30.
Thank you so much, Dottie. Thanks. All right, y'all. Tomorrow, right. African-American Women Summit, 10 o'clock to 4. At the Dixwell Q House on Dixwell Avenue. You cannot miss it. Do not miss
it. There is lunch. There's lunch.
Okay. Lunch, yeah. People. We like lunch.
Free lunch. Yep. Okay. Blessing, Babs. Thanks.
Thank you, Dottie. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, Harry Jones. We are on our way out. And thank you so much. And y'all have a good weekend. I will see you out here in these streets. I'll be back on Monday. And everybody have a great weekend. Happy Easter. Happy Good Friday. And y'all stay blessed and beautiful.
Blessing.